Thank you for calling Nigga Moss. This is Marvin speaking. How may I help you?
Yes, this is Brandon. Excuse me, I just woke up. I'm with the Eagle Moss collection of the Ecto-1, the Ghostbusters.
Yes, sir.
And they charged me like 14 something in. They're supposed to charge me $57.40.
Okay, so do you have your customer account number so I can pull up your information to better assist you?
Oh boy. Yeah, I do. Just give
if
me
you
a minute.
Okay, if you don't have the account number, I can always pull it up by your phone number associated with the account.
Yes. Give me a minute. I have to find all this. Find it. Oh, come on now. My hands are not working. I have carpal tunnel. Nah. I have to look on my email.
Okay, I can also, as I said, I can pull it up by your phone number.
Yeah, 318-800-1285. Oh, I'll tell my account number. After all that.
Okay, it's going to take a second for me to upload my system. Just a second. I'm still pulling up my system. Just a second.
Okay. No, what happened was I was, they were charging my card and it kept saying insufficient funds. And I told them I don't have any money into the first. But they just kept doing it like I had money. And I told them, I was like, look, just wait till the first. And they thought that I meant charge me one kit per month. You know, like one kit at a time.
Okay, before we go look at that, sir, what's your first and last name?
Brandon. Niet.
Okay, and finally, could you verify your address along with your email address?
725 Jordan Street, apartment 237, Shreveport, Louisiana, 71101.
Okay, and you were saying, sir?
That they were charging my card, and I didn't get paid until on the 1st. So I sent a message because it was closed, and I said, I said, I don't have any money because I don't get paid till the 1st. So they thought that I meant to charge me only, you know, for one kit. And that's not what I was saying. I was saying that they need to charge me for two issues for the first month, for the first of the month instead of waiting about a week or 2 weeks later and then charge me again because I have a debt collector that's taking my money.
Okay, so we can't set it at a specific date every month, how we have it set up.
I can't keep money in the account because Eagle Moss charges me on the 1st and then they wait 2 weeks later and then they charge me again for $57.40. But Fingerhut is taking my money from me, and I can't pay for the second issue or the, you know, the next issue when they're taking my money.
I understand your situation, sir, but we have it.
I don't think you understand what I'm saying.
Okay. Okay, I understand what you're saying. You want it to be pulled out at a certain time every month. You want to pull out on the first of the month every...
Wow, I can't even
tell. We can't. Go ahead. Okay, I'm sorry. I thought we were communicating, but go ahead, sir.
What I'm saying is one issue on the first is $57.40. The next issue is $57.40. Instead of charging me the first of the month in the middle of the month, charge me $115 for two issues on the first of the month. So instead of waiting the next 2 weeks to get it, so it'd be like $115 first of the month. That way I get two issues or the two next issues on the first instead of waiting the following week. Because when you do, I don't have any money because they're taking my money and they're only supposed to take 60. And I try to call them up, but they won't answer the phone. They're only supposed to charge me $60 a month, but they're charging me more. So I literally have to pull my money out of my account, you know, the rest of my money out of my account. If not, they'll just slaughter it. You know, they'll just take all my money. That's what I was saying. If Egan Moss could, you know, how it's set up is $57.40 for the first of the month, and then $57.40 for the next, on the 20th or the 22nd. Instead of doing that, just charge me $57.40 twice for the two next issues on the first, so I can get both issues when it comes in the mail, and it'd be like a big package instead of waiting 2 weeks later to get the other package. That's what I was saying. I wish they had a payment process where you could just pay a big lump sum and get all from now all the way to whatever, like issue 10 to like the last issue.
Okay, so how we have it set up is that you have a shipping frequency of every 5 weeks, and right now you have the quantity is two issues every 5 weeks that you're being charged for.
Right, but when I
we can't set it up. I understand what you're saying, sir. How you want it to set up, but we can't set it up that way.
Well, then I'll never get completed with this thing, because if you charge me on the first and then charge me, you know, the next one, I won't even get it paid. And the lady thought that I got issue 10. I never got issue 10 because I never paid for it. I got issue 9, but I didn't get issue 10 because my money ran out because of that stupid bill. And she thought, she said, do I need to rescind issue 10? I said, I never even got in 10. I never even paid for 10.
Yes.
I paid
okay.
for 9.
You have, you're on stage. You're on issue 9. The next issue will be 10,
no.
sir. Okay.
I have issue 9 right now.
That's what I'm saying.
I paid for it, and it came in.
That's what I'm saying. The next issue. Go
it's
ahead.
The exhaust, the brake drums, the firewall from the back of the engine, and the rear end, and all that stuff, and the exhaust pipes and the headers. But she said I got issue 10, and she said, do I really need to resend 10? I said I never even got 10. I was supposed to get 10 last month, but I didn't get it because they took my money from Fingerhut when they were not supposed to, because it's a debt collector. So it's like I'll never get finished with this if I keep paying for one issue per month when I'm supposed to get two issues per month. You know what I'm saying? I've been doing this for another century. Oh, man. This is getting ridiculous. I can't even get the issues because these people keep taking my money and they're not supposed to. And I can't call them. And there's no legal way I can actually, you know, do anything about it because it's a debt collector. So, and I can't even call them. I can't email them. I can't do anything because I tried and it was like, they refuse to answer. So I don't know what to do. But they should charge me for one part, which was 31, part 30, stage 31. But I don't get stage 32, 33, 34. And there's no way you can make it right so I can get stage 32, 33, 34. Because they charged me for 31, but not the rest of them. And that issue of 10. Oh, well. Ain't nobody can help me.
Yes, sir. Hello, sir.
I'm here.
Okay. I do understand and I do hear you about your finances, but I don't know what to say about that, sir. That's something that you would have to figure out.
No, no, sir. I'm talking about the lady at Eagle Moss.
Mm-hmm.
Charged me 14 something for one stage of the issue 10. She didn't charge me 5740 for the full issue of four parts.
Okay. Did you ask to change the quantity from 4 to 2?
No.
Okay. Did you want me to change the quantity back to 4?
Oh my God! It's like I'm talking to an alien or something.
Okay.
I can let
you speak with another representative. Hold for just a second.
No, you don't understand what's going on, and it's like you have no clue what I'm talking about.
Okay. Hold for just a second, sir. I'll let you speak with another representative.
It doesn't matter because you don't understand. You still don't get it.